As far as energy goes, here is a belief system that I'd like you to meditate upon after this training, where you start to become sensitive to how what I'm about to say is really true in your world. And that is this: energy precedes what you experience in your inner world and what you experience in your outer world. Energy precedes what you experience first in your inner world and in your outer world. So if your energy is off, you're going to see an outer world that reflects that. If your energy is off internally, like a mood, or you're not feeling well, or you have a negative belief, that creates an energetic impact on you. And I'm sure all of you are aware of that. That energy impact on you then becomes a vibration that you broadcast. And whether you know it or not, that broadcast is felt by others. Even they may not know that there is a impact that you're having on them, but you are. And so you know in your own life, when you're around somebody who's kind of in a negative space, how does that affect you, right? And you also know when you are feeling upbeat and you're confident and you're on top of your game and you just really, really, really feel good about the direction of your life, you know how that affects you. And that's all energy. That's what I'm talking about when I refer to energy. Now, just imagine that you're able to choose the energy that you want to be experiencing at will. Just imagine that you're able to be experiencing a certain energetic state and you want to improve it in some way. Just imagine that you're feeling a phenomenal energy state and now you want to aim that energy in some direction so that that amazing energy, that exquisite elixir of essence that is coming through you can actually be used as a molding influence, as an activating influence, as a way for you to take whatever you're experiencing and amp it up with this wonderful, divine, high vibration energy. Just imagine that. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, in that regard, let's have you start to have a experience of energy for yourself. So let's do something fun and easy. Let's have you hold your hands out in front of you, maybe a foot or a foot and a half apart, where the palms are facing one another, right out in front of you. Let's have you do that for just 1 minute. What you're going to do is just notice what you feel in the palms of your hands, for instance. Just notice what's there now, something going on in between your hands, if you would do that. Now we're going to take it to a more deliberate level. Now what I'd like you to do is to keep your hands apart like that. But now I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine way above your head, yards above your head, as high up as the sky, that you are experiencing a download, a gentle, beautiful download of energy coming down through the top of your head, way from up, up, up above. It is streaming down from the top of your head And it is entering in through the crown of your head. It is entering through your head, face, gentle energy. This is a soft, but very potent, refined, beautiful energy. Now it comes down to your shoulders. Now it comes down to your chest. And now it's going to come from your chest right through your arms and now through your hands. And this energy is moving through the palms of each of your hands. And that energy is building. I'm going to be quiet while you really tune into that. Notice that the energy is building. And allow that energy to continue to stream from way up above, down through your head, and out through your hands. It is divine energy that is your divine energy, your divine connection is translating into energy that you can feel. And notice how it's building still even more. Okay. So you can relax your hands, but we're going to come back to that ball of energy because that ball of energy still exists. Now we're going to do something with this energy. First of all, what did you notice as the energy started to come through? Okay, you get a vision of an eye. That's your third eye. Beautiful. And you feel strength in your hands. Yes, beautiful. That's it. You've got it. Okay, now we're going to direct this. And before I go into this facet of the sequence that we're learning here, I want to say that the people who are part of my networks can use these techniques, what we're doing today and for the remainder of the days. I have people who are participating in this challenge that come from my small business owner networks, from my healer networks, fellow healers such as myself, from my intuition networks, fellow intuitives like myself, from my animal advocacy networks, my animal activists, whose work is to help animals, other species, who have rescues that they have taken into their homes. Maybe they're fosters, maybe they're adopted mommies and daddies of fur angels, other species, wings, scales, fish, you know. And also of my political networks. And as I wrote in the description, I decided to do this challenge because all of these facets of our passions and our interests for making a living and for creating the lifestyle that we want and for having our heartfelt causes be nurtured, all of this gets done by who we are. And who we are is very powerfully defined by our connection to our spiritual powers. And again, to repeat, our spiritual powers come in the form of our ability to direct this divine energy that moves through us, as well as our intuition, which we're going to talk more about tomorrow, as well as our sense of purpose and mission, which we're going to talk about on Monday, on our third day. And then our sense of wanting to take responsibility, to summon up the courage, to use our intuitive inspiration to know how to best work on ourselves so that we're continuing to do our own self-care and our personal development, as well as to bring the best of who we are, our passion causes, our successful business-related operations, career, business owners, whatever, into physical plane manifestation. That is what these 4 days are about. So whatever way you are already starting to think that you want to use this information by day four, this would be a good time for you to write it down in your notes so that we can keep a consistent focus through all the 4 days. So getting back to how we're going to direct this energy now. In these various networks that I'm a part of, whichever ones you fit into of how you found me and what our relationship is, I would like you to take a moment and think about an area of your life that you believe is blocked, is not going well. It could be an emotional experience that you're going through. It could be a physical experience that you're going through, either your health or a circumstance with other people, or in the political front, the circumstances that are going on in politics, or on the animal advocacy front, maybe there are animals that you're wanting to help, or on the intuitive and healer fronts, maybe you really want to expand your soul force and expand your accuracy in connecting to your intuition and to expand your skill at directing energy as a healer. Think of what block you want to heal. So I'm going to be quiet while you do that. And write it down. Okay. Now let's go ahead and have you meet your psychic intuitive abilities. We're going to go into much more of this tomorrow, but for right now, for you to understand how to perceive that you are able to direct energy, that you are able to build energy at will, we're going to touch into more of your psychic intuitive abilities. What I'd like you to do is to think about that block, that area of your life that you want to have healed. And I'd like you to think about, what would your life be like if that area of your life were healed? So take a moment and think about that. What would your life be like if that block was no longer a block? It was either transmuted or completely released and removed from your energy field. Okay, great. What I'd like you to do is close your eyes again. And I'd like you to just know that you can communicate with your intuition. I'd like you to say to your intuition, "Intuition, please give me an indication of where in my body, in my energy bodies, the energy that I am, which is my physical body, as well as the bands of energy that surround my body. Where in my energy field does this block live? Is it currently located?" And just open yourself up. Remember, the mindset is, I am intuitive. I claim that I am intuitive. I have access to my intuition. Allow yourself to get messages from your intuition as to where this block is. Allow yourself to scan and see where or feel where or hear where or just know where this energy is located. What I'd like you to do now in this sequence, everybody, is I'd like you to have your intuition give you an image of a beautiful piece of quartz crystal. And if you can't see it, just know that it's there. And what I'd like you to do now, we're working on directing energy here. We're also working on healing. What I'd like you to do is to place that crystal into that area where the block is. And if it's the entire aura, then what you want to do is just imagine that the crystal is migrating, is moving on its own. It doesn't require your hand. It can just move throughout your aura. And as it moves, guess what it's doing? It is absorbing, transmuting, and collecting all of the energies that are associated with this block. If you notice the block is in one area, then that's where this crystal will dwell, will live for the time being. If it is all over in different areas, then the crystal is going to have its own empowered ability to mobilize itself and to circulate throughout your body and your energies field. So I'm going to be quiet while you all work on that. Notice the images, the sensations, what you hear, what you feel as this happens. You're doing great, everybody. Really are. Okay, so now all of the energies that are associated with this block for at least this sitting have collected into that crystal. What I'd like you to do now is to talk to the crystal and have your crystal answer this question. What do I need to know about this block? And what lessons am I to learn from this block? Don't judge what you get. The first thing that comes is perfect. And write it down in your notes. Write down in your notes, everyone, please. What is the message that you are to have about this block? And what is the learning, the lesson that you are to have from this block? Write it down. All right, now we're going to go one step deeper. And now I'd like you to ask the crystal to move and scan your entire body and your energy field. The energy field goes above your head, below your feet, to the right side, to the left side, and all the way around as a cocoon of energy around you. For the crystal to now move on its own volition, as if it were a vacuum cleaner, as if it were a Swiffer dust pad. And it is collecting any other energies that are related to this block to also be absorbed into the crystal. I'll be quiet while you do that. Okay, so now this crystal has absorbed the energies that are no longer serving you from a block that you are ready to release, that your spiritual journey as a human has brought you to this place where you are ready, your life is ready for you to let it go. And here's how we're going to do that. I'd like you to now see that crystal way in front of you, you know, maybe 3 yards or so in front of you. And then behind the crystal, way in the background, is a beautiful, powerful violet flame barn fire. It is a large, large flame fire that is safe, and it is behind that crystal. If you can't see it, then sense it. You can sense a powerful, beautiful violet flame fire behind this crystal. And if you can't sense it, then just know that it's there. Remember, you are intuitive. You have access to your intuition. Okay, now we go to the next step, which is this crystal is loaded with stuff, and this stuff you are ready to just remove from your life entirely. It has no purpose anymore. It did for a while, because our path is our purpose path, and everything that happens on our purpose path is relevant, has made you who you are today. And who you are today is a rainbow of gifts and skills and tendencies and wisdom. And this block has served its purpose, and now it's time to go. And here's how we're going to do that. With the violet flame barn fire way, way, way in front of you, and the crystal closer to you, just allow through intention, through making a decision, that this crystal explodes and all of the energies go right into that barn fire, where those energies are being healed and transmuted into energies of light, love, compassion, spiritual power, and goodness, where those energies are going to spread throughout your home, spread throughout your neighborhood, spread throughout this country, spread throughout this world, and those people who need to be nurtured by those healed energies are receiving those energies at just the right time, in just the right way in their lives. And notice how you feel, and take some notes if you like. Now that those energies are gone, notice how you feel. Okay, now there's a space, there's a vacuum, isn't there? And that's where this ball of energy is going to come into play. So let's go back to our hands. Get your hands up there again. And notice the energy flow that currently exists in between the palms of your hands. And now you're going to build that energy again. So what did we do? You imagine that a stream, a powerful funnel, a waterfall of magnificent divine energy starts to pour down way up above from the sky. And it gently but potently starts to flow down through the top of your head, and it flows down through your face, inside your head, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, and once again, the energies channel down your forearms and right through your wrists and right through the energy centers called chakras in the palms of your hands. And watch and feel and know and maybe hear that energy ball getting larger and larger and larger. Larger and larger and larger. And when you are certain that you feel it, go ahead and just send through intention and decision, send that energy of potent, divine, high frequency healing force of your divine connection into that empty space where your block used to be. And if it was in several locations, then just know that the ball of light will splinter and parts of that ball of light will go exactly where it needs to go, where those splinters need to go to fill any vacuum where that block used to be. I'll be quiet while you feel it, sense it, hear it, know it. And take some notes as you notice how you feel with this divine energy having gone into that vacuum. Now the energy starts to expand wherever that ball of light lodged. It now expands so that it fills your entire body. Your feet, your toes, your nose, the tips of your ears, the tips of your fingers. Now it expands past your body. And now it fills up the room that you're sitting in. Knowing that this divine energy is blessing and healing wherever it goes. Healing means uplifting, improving, helping. And now it fills your entire home. The entire block that you live on. And now it fills your entire neighborhood, your city. Your divine energy, your presence is expanding to touch and heal and uplift and help. And now you allow yourself to expand as the soul essence that you are to completely fill our country, the country that you're in. And now see, sense, hear, know, feel your soul essence, completely wrapping Mother Earth, the globe, where you are part of the solution, where you are bringing healing force to the world. And now, before you open your eyes, ask your intuition from this expanded place, what is the next baby step I can take to bring my mission out into the world? Whatever is your understanding of your mission, and again, your mission could include you taking care of you having a certain income, you having a certain job, you having a certain health result, you having a certain problem solved. What is the next step that you can take to move forward in your mission? And take your notes. Okay, and you can go back to this space. You know, you'll listen to the replay, so you'll know. And you'll remember how this divine energy pours down and the sequence. And now please gently open your eyes. So to summarize, what we did here was for you, first of all, to have felt energy that you created by acknowledging that it's there in between your hands in this particular case. And then building it with your divine connection. You also were introduced to your psychic intuitive messaging of hearing, if that's what you were able to do, of seeing, if that's what you were able to do, of feeling, sensing, if that's what you were able to do, or of simply knowing, if that's what you were able to do. And using your communication with your intuition, you located the energetic source or the energetic manifestation of a block, of an area of your life that needs to be uplifted, upgraded. Now, remember at the beginning of this training, we talked about a law, a mindset, an understanding, a paradigm that says that energy precedes what we experience. Energy creates and energy precedes what we are experiencing. And so by clearing a block and upgrading the quality of the energy in our energy field, you will then have an experience that reflects that change of quality of energy. And if you could, you can write what you have already noticed has changed, or how you feel as a before and after from just doing what we've done, if you would like. So you have learned some very important skills on how to notice how powerful you really are in the realm of identifying, recognizing, and directing energy. And in honoring and recognizing your divine connection to your divine energy. All right, that's the training, and now here's your challenge homework for day one. Throughout the rest of the day and the evening and before our next training, I'd like you to start becoming sensitive to areas of your life, things in your life, it could be possessions in your life that you want to upgrade, up-level, improve, heal, remove entirely, and have replaced with something far better. And take a note of those by keeping a journal. Just write them down. You might want to walk around with a little spiral notebook, if you like, so that you don't forget your ideas. Because believe me, your intuition is now open even more as a result of you wanting to participate in this challenge. And so now you will be channeling more of your divine guidance about anything, especially when you ask, because you've already had the experience of asking your intuition a question, talking to that crystal, getting information from that crystal. All of this is your intuition working through different forms so that you, on a conscious level, are able to receive and decode and use that information on a conscious level by choice. So for you to take note of what you want to heal and then use your understanding of this sequence to gather the energy of what you don't want, and you can put it in another crystal or put it in a rose or put it in a little treasure chest that your intuition will create as a vision for you, or you just know that a gorgeous treasure chest is sitting in the middle of your room somewhere. And know that the energies of what it is you want to improve or remove entirely and have replaced with something better goes right into that crystal, that rose, that treasure chest, or maybe you want to create a huge dumpster with your imagination, and all the energies of what you want to let go of and have removed from your life goes into that dumpster. And remember that you have a transmuting, healing, violet flame fire that is going to be positioned behind it, behind the rose, behind the crystal, behind the dumpster, behind the treasure chest. And then when you feel like all of the energies that are associated with that you want healed, goes into that receptacle, then you blow it up and you have the container that had all the energy go into it. That then gets transmuted by the violet flame and that violet flame fire nurtures, blesses, heals others as it expands and goes where it's needed. So use that sequence to remove and upgrade a blocked area of your life, and then go back to building the healing energy as a ball of light in between your hands, the way I taught you. So you notice how it is built up, and then you send that energy into wherever that block had lived before, so that the vacuum, the empty space, is filled with this divine high frequency healing, blessing energy. And just notice changes that happen in your life from now until we meet again. During your dream state, you may have some amazing dreams. Write them down. And then when we meet tomorrow, then I'll go into the training on intuition. Please tell your friends about this. Please have them go ahead and ask to join this group or private message me if they can't find the group. But if they want to join in, they can, because the replays are here. They don't have to start with us on day one. I just want as many people as possible, given what is going on in our country, in our world, and given that this is the year where we are needed more than ever, I feel that the best of who we are comes forward when we know these spiritual powers within us of energy management, meaning knowing how to heal with energy, knowing how to direct with energy, your intuition, knowing how to get guidance from the truth that lives within you, and understanding your purpose mission so that everything that you have lived then becomes wisdom to share and help others. And we know that a lot of help is needed right now, and you can help. We all can help. It takes courage. It takes clarity. Now, if any of you who are listening now or listening to the replay want to talk to me, possibly want to work with me, just write me a private message and we can find a way to see what's right for you. Thank you so much for trusting me. Thank you so much for taking your time to listen to this and for loving yourself and your path and the quality of life that you want to live. Thank you. So that the more you become healed, the happier you become, the more courageous you become, the more vocal and committed to your causes you become, the more you lift others up to do the same. I'll see you tomorrow. Much love.